content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Tina Burnett in studio with me and Marie Early. Yay. It's all girls today, but we're going to talk about boys.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Should we talk about boys?
I'm sure it'll come up at some point. You know, yeah. Maybe on accident.
Marie.
Oh, yeah. Marie's got lots of great boy stories.
Let's get her those headphones.
There you go. Yeah, Marie, those headphones. They invented.
There you go.
There you go. You got to plug the headphones in. But
Marie loves talking about boys.
She does, doesn't she? Well, we've got a great show coming up today. It's so great to have Tina Burnett back in studio. She's been in Colorado. We were trying to figure out how old the picture was that we posted on Facebook today. It's from 2 years ago.
Instagram.
It's from 2 years ago. It was taken at True Food Kitchen.
Yeah.
We had a meal there before you moved to Colorado. And she's back. She's back in Colorado, or back in Dallas. And probably going to start training me again as well. So
I will be training you if I can corral you up from all your crazy life.
I got so much. Right now I'm refreshing my house because it hasn't been touched since it was built. Probably I think 14 years ago. You know, so it needs a little touch up paint here and there, and I don't even know what you call all the stuff that they're doing. I'm not a home repair girl. Necessarily.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't see you in Home Depot.
Yeah. Well, no, you know.
I could do some stuff.
I used to hang wallpaper.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was my husband texting me. It's the choo-choo train.
Okay. A choo-choo train?
He's the choo-choo train, yeah.
Oh, he's the choo-choo train. Huh. Why is that? Just curious.
Speaking of boys.
Here's the boy talk.
Choo-choo train. What does that mean?
Is he
a powerhouse?
Yeah.
Oh,
how about that?
Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. What do you, Marie, are you ready to speak?
Yes. I have the best tip for Home Depot.
Okay.
Anytime you're going to Home Depot, whatever you're trying to buy, bring the old one with you because you think you know what it looks like and you think you know what size it is and you get to Home Depot and there are 100 versions.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, no, that happened to me. Someone said, no, you need to get a dimmer switch. So I went to go get a dimmer switch. Oh, my gosh. There was like 100 different ones, literally, and all different kinds. And it was overwhelming. So I texted the repair guy and I said, you get the dimmer switch. I don't know what to get.
That's what gets me all flustered in Home Depot is even like looking for light bulbs. I go in and
there's
2,000 light bulbs.
So
like,
many kinds.
How did they get
LED
so,
or do you want, energy save? I have no clue.
The light bulb get so complicated. Everything's complicated
with all
now.
These energy saving technology they have. You can buy the cheaper one that's not energy saving. You can spend more money and buy the energy saving one. So
I
it's
don't
kind
like,
of like
LED though. It bothers
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I don't think it's kind of a personal preference on that.
Yeah. Do you the like
most
LED?
The irritating thing though is like it's daylight or inside light or. They're different shades. So that's what you have to watch out
like the
for
ones,
you'll get ones that don't match.
Yeah, I don't like the ones that are dim and then like slowly light up. I don't like how it affects
In the bathroom, it's got to be the brightest light possible for me because I can't. My vision's so bad and I hate you look in the mirror and you think you look all good. There's
that's
a little
a good
blur.
Thing. It's
and
an
then
illusion.
And then you have more light and it's like, oh, okay, I need to fix that.
Need that natural
that
lighting.
On my eye or whatever.
I just ordered some yellow bulbs.
What?
On Amazon. I don't know. I'll give you my phone.
You don't know what you're going to do with them?
No, well, it's for in nighttime. It's like, like the amber glasses, except it's the amber bulbs.
For indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. I'll pull it up here.
For your kitchen?
Huh? No, for my bedroom.
I put well, that's a good idea.
But that's problematic because that's where I do most of my reading. At least, you know, it's so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to find another place to read.
Get one of those spotlight lamps to put on your bedside table and just shine it right on the book.
Shine it on
the
book.
What kind of light is best for reading?
I don't know. Did you Google that?
No. I'll do it.
I don't know. Well, you know, I've got a couple of things here I want to bring up. Okay, so I want to know what you think about this, Tina. So, Tina, you're a meat eater. I'm typically not. The only thing I eat now is, like, fish. And so
you do eggs, don't you?
Well, eggs. That's not meat, though.
It's a good protein source.
Yeah, and it is from animals. So, you know, but even then, you know, sometimes I get grossed out by that. But anyway, so I do, but I'm not 100% vegan. I'm like 95%, I guess, or maybe 90%, because I just don't like all the cruelty. But having said that, everyone that listens regularly knows that about me. But Tyson's answer to the fake meat craze is a half pea, half beef burger. What does everybody think about that?
Half pea. So
half
like
pea.
Mm-hmm. Pea protein.
Right, like pea protein.
And half beef?
Yeah.
But that's still not answering the question, because if it's still got beef in it, it's not vegan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're thinking that, I guess, someone will say, well, it's half pea and half burger.
You're saving
half a
cow.
You know, I'm saving the world, half the world. I don't know what they're thinking. Like, what the hell are they thinking?
This is what I think. I think that true vegans would never consider it.
In a million years, I wouldn't put that burger to my lips.
Vegans or vegetarians. But there's going to be some of those slightly uneducated people out there that will go, oh, well, it's kind of like everybody thinking they should go gluten-free, even if they're not gluten intolerant. Mm-hmm. We all know you don't need to do that. They think it's going to help me lose weight. Well, actually, people gain weight doing that because a lot of the gluten-free products are loaded with sugar and stuff. But I think it's going to be some of those people that go, oh, well, that must make me healthier, so I'm going to try that, you know, but not for the sake of being vegan or saving animals, just because they think they buy into the advertising and they think, oh, well, that must be healthier for me, so I'll do that instead of a full beef.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of crazy.
I can guarantee you that's going to be the response of many people.
Yeah, it says their chief executive officer, Noel White, says that he expects the offerings will become a $1 billion brand and that the company will be a leader in the space. What do you guys think?
They also are coming out, though, with a 100% pea chicken nugget.
Nice.
So they're launching both at the same time.
Oh, well, with that, they'll probably do well, because a lot of people are looking for alternative meat sources because they don't like the fact that animals are terribly abused and crammed into cages and treated terribly, injected with God knows what, antibiotics, steroids, hormones, all of it. And it's just, it's not cool. It's not good. It's not good for the environment.
Not all of them are doing that. I know there are some. What about organic,
unless you're getting grass finished beef, you're typically getting an animal towards the end that's been fed corn. Go ahead, Marie. You've got some information over there.
Not free range. It's pasture raised. Free range, they can still be in a warehouse.
Yeah,
completely
crammed
dark,
full of cages.
Crammed together.
Mm-hmm.
What about chickens?
Oh, that's the worst.
So, yeah. Because they don't sell grass-finished chickens meat that I can see. They sell, I don't know if I've seen, maybe at Whole Foods I saw pasture-raised chickens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can buy a whole pasture-raised chicken at Whole Foods. Like
that
you can
Pine
buy the
Manor
whole chicken.
Brand or something, that Pine Manor brand.
Well, and I don't, you know, I'm sorry. Right.
I just can't not eat meat. I understand the whole thing.
Yeah, there's no judgment here.
But as much as I work out and the protein that I need, I know there's lots of vegans that find ways to get enough protein, but I like my chicken and
You like your meat.
I like my meat.
But you can get just as much protein from plants, just FYI.
I've been reading up more about it ever since you've been...
We've been brainwashed about that, too.
We've been brainwashed
because the meat industry is a multi-billion dollar business, you know, and they're publicly traded, and I could go on and on and on. It's all about the money. They could give a rat's, you know what, how badly the animals are treated. And that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about it. I'm not, you know, little Miss Goody Two Shoes. Oh, you know, and I'm not delusional thinking I can change the whole world. But certainly I hope that someday the human race can get to a point where they don't abuse animals that they eat. That would be my goal.
I agree. I don't think that they should be.
And Jesus wouldn't eat the meat today, just by the way. We've already talked about that on air. Jesus would not eat the meat that's being produced today because it is inhumane and Jesus wouldn't eat it. So there.
Boom.
And it, we've had
slam
lots of,
dunk.
No, well, the World Peace Diet. Will Tuttle, who was on the show, we saw the, what was the documentary that we went to see, Marie? I can't think of the name of the documentary, but it was so beautiful. And this stuff that they use from the Bible, saying that, well, you know, God put animals on earth for us to eat. That is not true. God put animals on the earth for whatever reason, or maybe the universe, or, you know, the animals have just as much right to live peacefully as sentient, you know, creatures as we do. They do. So, okay.
It was
called
a prayer for compassion.
A prayer for compassion. If anyone out there listening was to see what I have seen, they would understand my madness. They really would, because it's horrific and you can't erase it. The genie's out of the bottle in my brain. Okay. I can't put the genie back in the bottle. I can't. And so all I can do is try to get people to, even a couple times a week, to choose a plant-based diet, not only for the environment, but for the animals.
So how about that? You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about the alternative, the meat alternatives, like I brought up the Beyond Meat. Mm-hmm. And you said there's another one that you tried that you
like
better.
I like the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
I like the Impossible Burger.
Do they only sell burgers?
Well,
or
and
they
I'm
have
like,
other...
okay, so I'm like Shake Shack has a great alternative,
vegan
burger. It's made with beets and beans and rice, I think, is what's in it. And it's absolutely delicious. It is so delicious, I can't even tell you.
Sounds awful.
No, oh, no,
I'm
no.
Sorry.
I'm taking you, okay.
Just being honest, I'm like, beets and,
I don't
like beets.
Oh,
yeah.
No, with
rum.
I think you would like it. Want to go to Shake Shack after the show?
Can you taste the beets?
I don't
Does
remember.
Does it taste like beets?
But, you know, my palate's different than yours. I don't.
Very.
I
don't
say
even.
No.
The thought of chewing on a piece of animal's muscle or meat, like, disgusts me. It really
I get
does.
It. My daughter's.
It's so
my
gross.
Daughter. I told you my daughter Micah is feeling the same way, and she's wanting to go vegan. I'm like, well, you just got to educate yourself and make sure you're getting them the protein you need, because people say they go vegan, but they don't really know how to do it.
Well,
right.
Some people, yeah. You know, a lot of people do things
That's the
incorrectly.
Key. Yeah.
The key is to eat, you know, plant-based foods, and then you could go ketotarian. That's kind of what I do. I eat fish once in a while, a little bit of egg, a little bit of cheese, because I like Parmesan Reggiano on my spaghetti, on my veggie balls. Veggie balls are good.
They really are.
Veggie balls?
Yeah.
Veggie balls. You've never had veggie balls?
No.
Oh, come on.
I haven't either.
Okay, I'll make you some balls tonight.
That just
I'm making you veggie balls
sounds
tonight.
Sounds really funny.
Yeah.
Because
you're at my house right now.
I know.
We've had a lot of time together.
We've been hanging out.
We've been hanging out, drinking coffee in the morning.
Sleepovers.
Yeah. But we've got a great show lined out today. We've got Rosalie Robinson. She's going to be talking about when artificial intelligence becomes an everyday technology. And we're just going to talk fitness with Tina Burnett. And we encourage you to call in and ask Tina anything you want. 214-787-1190. I'll continue to put the number out during the show. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Oh my gosh, I haven't heard this song in way too long. That means I haven't been dancing. What is wrong with me? That's what brings me joy. Did you know it's National Joy Day?
You haven't had time to dance.
I know.
Lately.
I need to
you
dance
need
more.
5 minutes of dancing a day.
I get sideways when I don't dance. But everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. It is National Joy Day. And who is the perfect guest to have on today for that is Rosalie Robinson, as well as Tina Burnett in studio with us. How are you there, Rosalie?
I think we might
have. I am here and so filled with joy, let me tell you.
Good. That's good. Well, I miss having you in studio. You're in California right now?
I am. I'm in California, and it's not sunny. You know how they always say sunny California? It's not sunny.
But it's not raining, right?
No, but it's cold, Bernadette.
Is it?
It's chilly. Yeah.
Whoa. Really?
Like how cold?
It's cold enough for me to feel like I need a sweater.
Wow. That doesn't sound like California at all.
So are you in Northern California? Because that would explain it. I remember going to Northern California for the 4th of July like 7-8 years ago, and I was shocked how cold it was on the coast.
No, it's L.A.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, sorry about that. Maybe the sun will come out after we get done talking.
Yeah.
The sun will come out. It's always sunny when you're on the phone. Let me just tell you. And by the way, on Monday, I went to the Jennifer Lopez concert.
Oh, yes.
It was amazing.
Was it amazing?
I bet.
Oh, it was amazing.
That girl can rock it.
Shane, I thought about you the whole time because we were all dancing in the aisles. I was like, wow. Bernadette would be dancing here for sure.
You know that she and I have one of the same pair of boots. I'll wear them sometime and show them to you. Yeah.
I think you've told me that.
They're these black lace boots that I have. I only wear them on special occasions.
I have my client that I just trained at his house, he and his husband went to the concert at American Airlines. Her concert was last
A couple of nights ago. Yeah. Monday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Were you here?
He sent me a bunch of pictures.
Wow. Is that the one you were at, Rosalie?
That's the one I was at. It was amazing. But she had so many costume changes, you just couldn't keep count. And she is absolutely gorgeous.
She's rocking
amazing.
It.
She
well, that's her job.
Care of herself.
And she's got great genetics, and she works out. We all work out.
Yeah,
that
she
you
works
know
out
that
hard.
Want to be healthy. You know, it's so good to have you on the line with us, Rosalie. And it's really cool what we're talking about today. Let me read your bio so for people that have never met you before. Rosalie Robinson is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital, and she is our in-house human resources expert with over 30 years of HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. She's an experienced PCC level executive coach with a certification from the International Federation of Coaches and the University of Texas at Dallas. Her website is conciliumhc.com. That's conciliumhc.com. Today we're talking about when artificial intelligence becomes an everyday technology. Okay, so wow, this is I'm almost scared to even bring this up. So Rosalie, so artificial intelligence, can you first explain what it is exactly and how it could be used in the workplace?
So, you know, and this is the thing I think that frightens people all the time when they think of artificial intelligence, right? You think about, you know, like the movies where, you know, the android is there and it's taken over and they do bad things. It's not good, but that's not really, you know, what we're talking about. You know, artificial intelligence, it really is like a simulation of what we do as people in terms of various processes that can be handled by a machine, whether you think in a warehouse, instead of having a person have to walk up and down aisles, you know, all the stories we've heard about these huge Amazon warehouses, and instead they're actually experimenting with a level of AI where the product comes to the person and the person stays in a stationary area and they're able to pluck items off the shelf and make sure the packaging is right. So there's so many things that you can do with it. Even an attorney, for example, there's an AI solution where they can write the contract and it is much more accurate than your attorney might do. And it was interesting. They did a test. I watched it on one of these kind of shows recently where they had an attorney compete against the AI.
Oh, wow.
And so what happened was the attorney was 87% correct. Now, how many of you would like an 87% correct contract?
Yeah, that's kind of scary. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want that. But it doesn't replace the attorney.
Right.
Because you still need that attorney to, you know, look over certain things, to work with the client directly. But that AI is able to much more accurately put together the pieces that need to be there for compliance, from a compliance perspective, and do it more quickly and consistently than a person would be able to do.
Yeah, it seems like the ultimate would be to combine the attorney with the robot or the artificial intelligence, so you get 100% accuracy with a great delivery from a good attorney, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly, and that's the whole idea of making AI, right, that everyday kind of technology, right? The ability to use that and to actually have it augment as opposed to having that fear that it's just going to replace all the work. It changes the work. It changes the work. It changes how we do it.
Well, it can save on your labor costs for sure, especially when you're talking about production, to have a robot or in a manufacturing situation where a robot or somebody else does a job, like you said, like reads the label correctly to make sure that there's, you know, that everything's being done correctly. Is that my making sense? I'm trying to come up with a really good example.
With a company Amazon, that they need that. I mean, they're here, they're overnight shipping. I mean, they need something to make it faster.
Well, you bring up a good point. So, Rosalie, is Amazon a big user of artificial intelligence?
So, you know, our understanding is that if you listen to some of the things Amazon has put out there, they are a really good forward-thinking organization in terms of how can I use it? Let me test it. Let me set up those work process rules that allow me to really benefit from them. And one of the neat ones I saw recently, they had a show that actually demonstrated where Amazon in one of their warehouses has this artificial intelligence, and they have it set up in a manner, and they're testing it, which is an important factor, right? A lot of people say, oh, it's just flip a switch, but they're testing it, and it really helps, I think, to simplify work, right? So I may not need as many people because I don't need them marching up and down aisles, but instead I set up work processes and set up materials in these warehouses to move in a certain pattern and allow people to take the items that they need for boxing and shipping. And if you think about the volume of product that they get and that they have to ship out and the everyday shipment, right? So same day delivery, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also have that Prime delivery that a lot of us, I'm one of those wonderful Prime members. I love it to get that product quickly shipped wherever I want. Well, a lot of that requires to eliminate some of the labor costs around it. It is to be able to, how can I use technology to make that happen, right? Even if you think about the drones that we often go, oh, I don't know about that. But consider that's a part of what allows us to get things done that much more quickly.
Yeah, but I do think that we need to make mistakes, and I do think that we need human interaction, and people need jobs. And so I'm not so sure if it's something that maybe could harm us in the future. So who is ultimately responsible for the decisions that AI is making?
So for the artificial intelligence, it really is about establishing a work process. So who or what, that judgment, that automating of judgment, is really about making sure you have the rules written down and documented and established in the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're deploying it, it isn't about just, it's an ad hoc. It's about, you know, how should this be done? And let's go back to the legal contract. And legal contracts is really, here's the information that needs to show up, right? It needs to be consistent. This is how it shows up in these documents within this country, within this legal framework. You put those rules in, and then the system is set up to be able to extract from what you may feed into it. These are the pieces I need in order to populate a contract, right? And it's able to identify things that might be, okay, this is extraneous. I don't think this should be included. And it'll push it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, it, compared to a human being, had a much higher accuracy rate than the human. And the human wasn't from some, you know, podunk school. They actually went to one of the kind of Ivy League schools. So they were very smart, very, very, very intelligent, high-performing person. So I want people to understand this is just about the fact that if I can establish rules and set up a program, I now can have this operate much more consistently as a human being. We tend to take license, right, each time, and we have other things that cloud our judgment as we look to make a choice, even though we may have rules. Think about just the common thing of driving down the street. All of us drive down the street. We have a speed limit posted. Do we drive the speed limit? No.
Right.
Most people drive faster, slower, but those are things that we do. So similarly, we take some of that away and we instead have humans do what they do best in terms of relating to one another, being able to discuss concerns people may have. But ultimately, the aspect of the execution, we want something that will be more objective and consistent in deploying according to the direction that's defined.
Yeah, and correct. I mean, I'm thinking of acquisitions and mergers and how complicated those deals can be. And you could prevent deception because that goes on in big business. You know, it just does with lawyers. And so, it's a game. It's a chess game. Okay, so what does the future look like, especially in the workplace with artificial intelligence being incorporated every day?
You know, I think it just totally changes the dynamic of how things can look. I think as we kind of deploy AI more, those fundamental characteristics of what they bring can help us realize a number of unrealized opportunities. They really help, I think, to solve problems and simplify them for the business environment. And it changes what kind of work people will do. So some of the things today that we use it for, like contract work, for example, making sure that's done. That might take away, I don't need a paralegal who's going to help populate these for me. I can utilize this. It'll streamline that. But I also think it's a piece for the gig economy. So if you think about people hanging out their shingles, if all of a sudden there's more tools and things I can use that takes me, helps to limit the additional assistance I need to actually service, and instead you're using me for more strategy and experience, let's talk through what you faced before and what might work better here. That is awesome, right? Because the AI can do all of these administrative things, all of these other tasks that are repetitive and regular and well-defined, and I can be utilized for things that might be more challenging. Not that AI can't do that, because again, they can go through way more scenarios than I can in my head, right, at one time. But a lot of times we want to interact with someone who helps talk that through with us. So I think as AI gets more developed, I do think it'll be very interesting as they add more human qualities to a voice and that ability. All of a sudden, I do see them playing in the strategy space as well.
Yeah.
And I think that will be very exciting to see in terms of what will happen in our workforce and what that'll mean for people.
It's interesting. Very interesting. I'm not as afraid, but still a little put off by it. But it's always great to talk about interesting things, especially with you, Rosalie. Hey, I hope the sun comes out and you have a fabulous rest of your day.
Thanks so much. Same to you, Bernadette.
You're welcome. Rosalie Robinson, love that woman. You can find her at conciliumhc.com. That's conciliumhc.com. Tina Burnett coming up. Exercise does not help much with weight loss. We're going to talk all about it and a lot of other things, all fitness related with Tina Burnett. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Why'd you play this? You know I want to hear all of it, Diamond. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite songs, Tina. I love the two-step to it. Yeah.
This has been around for a long time.
I want to let it play, though. You know what? I need this today. I have been so stressed out. No one even knows.
I do.
Yeah.
Except me.
I have been so stressed out. Oh my gosh.
You and I both. You're crying on each other's shoulder.
Well, and I've been really sick as a result of it, which I don't want to talk about. But let's just listen to the song, because here's my favorite lyric coming up in just a minute.
It reminds me of being young and dancing at
Everybody
the Trail Desk.
Just sit back and relax.
At the Trail Desk salon or saloon restaurant.
Here it comes.
This is it? This is
Hold
your
on.
Favorite? Are you going to get up and kick some boots?
No, I might dance
You got
tonight.
Your cowboy boots on. Your silver ones.
Yeah, I do. It's coming up. Here it comes. Right after the piano.
We're going to be here for a while.
It's good. You got to learn to chill.
I haven't heard this song in a long time.
Here we go.
The bartender asked me, say, son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead under looking at me.
I love that. I don't know why. I just
I don't know why either. All right.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Let's
Enough
talk fitness.
Oh, my gosh. So great to have you in studio. See, you make me silly. That's a good thing. That's what friends do.
That's
you know, my
right.
post today was about friendship. It was. And about we go through good times, we go through bad times. And that includes country music. Right?
If you say so.
If you say so.
No. I love country music. I don't listen to as much of the old school stuff, though. I'm kind of into the new, more pop country. But
I'm not.
Which is not really country, people say, but in my world,
I like
it is.
The old twangy stuff. I really do, and I love you. I love having you in studio. For those of you that maybe have not heard Tina before on the show, maybe new listeners, she was on from the very beginning, and she's back. She's moving back to Dallas. Tina Burnett has a BA in kinesiology. She is a certified strength and conditioning specialist, biomechanics, and AFAA, that's Aerobics and Fitness Association of America. Tina Burnett has been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in the gym. And in her home, Tina has a bachelor's, as I said, in kinesiology, and she is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. She has been named the top female personal trainer in DFW by the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame in August 2012. She has been living in Boulder, Colorado for the last 2 years and is moving back to Dallas, as I said, to rebuild her fitness, a training business. She is currently accepting new clients at a discounted rate. You can contact her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. That's tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. We'll actually add it to our social media post that I put out today,
right,
from a picture of Tina and I from 2017. So today we're talking about exercise does not help much with weight loss. It was prompted by an article that our beloved Dr. Joey Antonio, who is one of the founders, he is one of the co-founders of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, was a regular on the show for many, many years as well. Would you want to read the post about what Dr. Joey wrote?
Well, I don't have that pulled up. I just have the article that
article.
Well, he was basically tagged in this article from Conditioning Clinic, Dr. D's Conditioning Clinic. And it mentions something that Joey Antonio said, that, you know, the biggest driver of weight loss isn't exercise, it's basically nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And they mentioned calorie deficit, which that's something that's been very widely argued. You know, it's not all about calories in versus calories out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really more about what you're eating and what you're putting in your body versus, you know, eating less and exercising more, which
mm-hmm.
we know is not really the best way to go about weight loss. And one of the things I talked to you about this morning, Bernadette, was, you know, the only argument I have, because in this article, basically, they talk about the scientific research that has been done that basically says that exercise doesn't help much with weight loss,
mm-hmm.
is the quote in this. And what I zero in on is the words weight loss, because fat loss can be viewed as being different than weight loss. Somebody can go on a diet and maybe not exercise or just walk, you know, not do any kind of resistance training,
mm-hmm.
And they're going to lose weight. The problem is they're looking at the scale and they lose weight on the scale, but a lot of it, most of the time, without anything to maintain or develop muscle, you're going to lose muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you become a smaller version of yourself.
Just like skinny fat, like we talk about.
You can become skinny fat. You know, a lot of people that lose lots of weight, they haven't really changed the shape of their body. They've lost weight, but they've lost muscle, which means they lose strength.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is lose muscle. I mean, that's you know, your muscles atrophy or get, you know, you lose muscles as
mm-hmm.
you age. And so that's why they say for people over 40 or even 30, really, but over 40, should the one thing they should do more of is resistance training,
right,
to maintain muscle mass and lean and bone mass.
Okay, so for a lot of people that don't really understand resistance training, can you define it, please?
So resistance training is what it sounds like. So, you know, weight training, resistance training for a lot of people, for instance, take a squat, for example. So that's a resistance training exercise. Your resistance, if you're not holding weight, is gravity.
Mm-hmm.
So you're squatting and you're moving against gravity. For people like beginning into a workout program, you know, the last thing they want to do is go try to do a squat and load themselves with weight. Right?
Yeah.
For some people, 10 squats with just their body is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And they may reach a point of failure or fatigue after 8 to 10 reps. They don't need to be adding weight, but that's resistance training for them.
Right.
Someone that's more fit, for instance, for me, you know, I squat with weight. I squat with the bar. I can do bar squats.
How much weight do you squat right now?
You know,
I'm just curious.
I've been doing, 115, 125
wow.
for eight
8 reps?
Yeah. I don't like going less than 8. You know, I'm not one of these people that likes to do 1 rep maxes.
Mm-hmm.
I have no ACL in my right knee. I've got a osteoarthritis in my right hip. So mm-hmm. I keep my reps. The lowest I'll go typically is like 6 or 8. And then I stay between 8 and 12 reps.
Well, and you know, case in point, you know, you can look at how fit you are, even with the injuries that you've had, because you've maintained your muscle mass. It's very important as you get older. It really is.
Yeah. I'll say, and one thing is I found out, I guess it's been 6 years ago, I want to say, that I found out I have osteoarthritis in my right hip. And my doctor found it on an MRI. He was looking at something on my left side, which was some chronic hamstring tears.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when I used to do crazy running and marathons mm-hmm. and all that craziness that I don't do anymore. But he said, well, did your right hip hurt? And I'm like, no, not at all. He couldn't believe it. He said, you have severe osteoarthritis in your hip and you have hardly any cartilage left. And so you could be looking at, you know, hip replacement mm-hmm. down the road. And that's when he said, you know, you can't keep running. And I really wasn't. I was doing some sprint work, but I wasn't running.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, the only explanation I have for you not having pain is that you've developed so much muscle and strength in your glutes and your hamstrings, your quads. Those muscles are compensating and supporting and stabilizing that joint because where there's a lack of cartilage, mm-hmm. which gives you that cushion. So it's not just for aesthetics. It is helps, and that's what I want to say about this whole thing about weight loss versus fat loss is if you really want to change the shape of your body, add some muscle, lose body fat, the scale may not change a whole lot, but if you look different and your clothes fit mm-hmm. you better and you may even drop a size, that's fat loss.
Right, and that's why I never weigh myself, but we've got so much more we're going to talk about, and I want to ask you some questions. I have some quotes from Mark Sisson, the father of paleo, basically, from his book, The Primal Blueprint, about cardio. Want to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Okay.
And anyone who might want to call Tina or call us and ask a question, the number is 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. We're going to go to break. When we get back, we're going to be talking more about fitness. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
She said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Guess we're going country.
Yeah, we
welcome
are.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Crazy Water, call us crazy. We don't mind. We love Crazy Water. It is one of the best waters out there, and it is bottled right here in Texas, in Mineral Wells, Texas. Check it out. You have a choice when you're out there grabbing water, so grab a Crazy Water. And I always feel like Southwest Airlines when I say that.
That's why I could never get Crazy Water in Colorado.
I know.
I looked for it everywhere.
Well,
Whole
you can
Foods,
order
they
it.
Don't have it.
Well, you can order it on Amazon.com. It's a little, you know, the shipping's a little bit, but you know what? It's really great water. And of course, Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest. Visit visit them at honesthemp.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Paleo Magazine, great recipes, products, and articles on all-around wellness, the Well-Being Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health, and KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Find them at ketomed.com and use the code OLR for $40 off your order and free shipping. And of course, Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. I love Nature's Plate. You can go in there and grab a meal for dinner or for breakfast. They have lots of great cookies and all their ingredients. Go by the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Check them out at naturesplate.com. And Thorn Research, you can find our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/thorn. Shop our dispensary for 20% off and free shipping on anything you order from Thorn. I love their products. I love all of our sponsors. They're all the best of the best. And so check them out. Support them because they support us and bring this information and this education to you that we love bringing you every single day. I've got Tina Burnett in studio with me. She hasn't been here in a very long time. It's so great to have her back in Dallas. She has been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in the gym and in her home. She has a degree in kinesiology, a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. She is a certified strength and conditioning specialist, biomechanics and aerobics and fitness association member, and she has received she's in the Personal Trainers Hall of Fame from August 2012. She's one of the best trainers in the world. She really is, and I speak from that personally. She got me in the best shape I've ever been in my life. People used to stop me and go, oh, my God, look at her arms. Oh, my God, look at her legs. And that's when you were training me.
It was. That's right.
And so I want to get back there. I mean, I still look okay, but I don't look as good as I used to. But who does, right?
You were pretty lean. That was for that photo shoot, remember, you did that was for Adrift.
With Guy Mesger. And it was an untouched photo. I'll say that.
You wouldn't let them touch it.
I wouldn't let them touch it.
They didn't need to touch it. That's why.
Well, I just wanted it to be real. Because being real is important to me. And that's why I like you so much, Tina Burnett. And today we're talking about exercise does not help much with losing weight, that it's actually your diet that's more important. But one of the things that I said I wanted to bring up is I have the book in front of me, The Primal Blueprint. This is by Mark Sisson. He talks about reprogram your genes for effortless weight loss, vibrant health, and boundless energy. And of course, the paleo diet is one of the best diets out there, and so many people follow it. But I read this quote by him, and I thought it was so interesting. It said, chronic cardio, a program that I followed for nearly 20 years as a marathoner and later as an Ironman triathlete, is bad for your health, period. What do you say to that?
Amen, brother, is what
okay.
I say.
All right. And so why?
I totally. Well, first of all, one of the things, I used to be a big runner. I did marathons. Clearly, it is very damaging to your joints. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many people get all these chronic injuries. It's hit just the pound, 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 pound. And when you do the excessive long distance like that, your body goes into total stress mode. You get cortisol release. People say, well, I get these endorphins. Well, the endorphins are the reason you get an endorphin release is to help bring down the cortisol levels, because your body goes into so much high stress mode. And, you know, think about, you know, we've talked so much about stress lately because of the position you and are in right now in our personal lives and just people in general, how much cortisol and the levels of cortisol is being raised and what stress does to your body physically. Not just mentally. Mm-hmm. It destroys you physically. It can make your immune system be weakened. It can weaken your adrenals. You can get adrenal fatigue. And you physically lose energy. You're tired. I know when I'm under stress, it's so hard for me to work out sometimes because I just can't even do it.
Yeah.
And so that's a type of stress, is that chronic, like excessive training. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just can't do it for very long. You've got to find, if you're doing it for fitness, and that was one thing I mentioned, running is not, if you're trying to lose weight, don't go start running. That's what a lot of people do. I want to go run. I want to lose weight. That's one of the things this guy talks about in this article we were talking about, is if you're trying to lose weight, running is not the answer.
Yeah.
You know, and it is diet, but I want to also make sure that we know it doesn't mean, because we said this article says, you know, exercise does not help you lose weight, it doesn't mean you shouldn't exercise. The point of this whole article is nutrition is the key. Yes. If you can exercise every single day. And if you're not eating what you should be eating, the right balance of macronutrients, you know, carbs, proteins, and fats for your body. Everybody's different, and that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
But you still need to be doing the exercise for your health, number one.
Yeah.
Cardiovascular lower cardiovascular disease risk. But for your muscles, maintaining muscle mass, because as you age, you lose muscle, maintaining bone mass, resistance training, in my opinion. In my opinion, but also all the studies show.
Science
shows that as you age, most of your exercise should be resistance training. Like I mentioned, resistance training for some people is doing body weight exercises, planks, squats, lunges. But once you get to a point where that becomes easy, you got to keep getting results. You've got to get in doing some kind of weight training program. You know, I'm not talking about a big bodybuilder, heavy weights. There's so many different levels.
So many levels of
training that you can work with. And there's so much on the internet now that you can go look at and see different types of workouts for if you want to work out at home. I mean, there's so many different places you can go to find workouts for home that online that you can do that work with your fitness level.
Well, what do you think is one of the most important messages that everyone out there listening today should take home and really take seriously, like you said, about diet? Diet is everything, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I'm just a believer. There's so many things you could change with your diet, and instead of taking prescription medications, you know, we've talked about that a lot, supplements you can take. But for longevity and health, and to feel good, we all want to feel good.
Oh yeah.
If you're eating crap, you're going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
if you don't know what good eating is and what, you know, then you know, there's plenty of education online, but you know, you've got Jill Lane that speaks in here, and you've got so many opportunities for people to learn and know more about nutrition and what's right for them and their bodies.
And street tacos aren't going to do it for you.
Once in a while,
a street taco, but not every day.
Not on a regular basis.
Can't wait to keep having you back in studio. Good to have you back in town. Tina Burnett, everyone, thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today, get strong, and make the most of it.